BrotherThomasGuy.net.
Hello, Brother Thomas.
Hey, favorite student. Yes, Sister Mary.
Brother Thomas, I know last week we talked about the purpose of hell. I would like for you to tell me, where is hell?
That's another good question, Sister Mary. We've talked about, does hell exist? Is hell real? We've dealt with that. We dealt what is hell, what is the purpose of hell? It's the holding tank or the jail for those who are guilty for refusing an eternal relationship with God through Jesus Christ, and refusing Christ's death and love gift upon the cross to all mankind. To those who continue to reject Christ and His love gift, their sins will not be forgiven. And of course, sin is that sin behavior that we studied for quite a while. Hatred, bitterness, envying, strife, jealousy, fussing, fighting, arguing, and so forth and so on. But where is hell? And truly, I believe the Bible is pretty doggone clear as to where hell is. And we can certainly look at some scriptures here. The very first scripture, Sister Mary, if you have your Bible and you would turn to Ezekiel 31, we want to read verse 16 and 17 in Ezekiel. And this is what the scriptures say. It says, I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to hell with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the choice and best of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in the nether parts of the earth. Verse 17, they also went down into hell with him unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm, that dwelt under the shadow in the midst of the heathen. Now, in both these verses, and we're going to look at some other verses, if a human being was standing on top of the earth or standing on top of the ground, notice that in verse 16 and 17, it says down, down. Now, if a human being, if I was standing and talking to somebody, and when I said down, it's either at my feet or it's going to be below my feet. And both of these verses, it says here, verse 16 and 17, I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall when I cast him down to hell. So the word down there is referring, it has to either be surface level or it has to be below the surface of the earth as to the position as to where hell is. Now, there's some other verses that we can look at as well. That also refer. Look at Ezekiel 32. Turn to Ezekiel 32, and we will read verse 37. I'm sorry, verse 27. And this is what it says. It says, and they shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war. And they have laid their swords under the heads with their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Notice again that this verse is referring to down. Referring to down. Now, again, I'll repeat, if you're standing on the earth, it has to be either at feet level or below the earth. You can't be anything but at that level because of the simple fact that he is stating down. Let's turn to Isaiah 12:9, and let's see what Isaiah has to say. Isaiah 12:9. In Isaiah 12:9, I think that's Isaiah 14 and not 12. Let's see, Isaiah 12. It's going to be Isaiah 14, not 12. Isaiah 14:9. Here is, in the Old Testament, we find here being spoken of Lucifer, and Lucifer, or the devil, being cast down, that he will be defeated by Christ, and that he shall be cast into the pit, and that he shall be cast down to hell, into the sides of hell as well. And this can also be found in Revelation chapter 20, right at the millennium, when the great tribulation ends, Christ returns, and he shall defeat Satan and the Antichrist, and Lucifer shall be cast into the pit, which is in the sides of hell. Okay? And that's what this is referring to. And notice Lucifer has been defeated, and now the Scriptures is talking to us about what shall take place when he's cast into hell. Notice in verse 9 it says, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath been raised up from their thrones, all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like as unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. Art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? I will, and notice the verse that we just skipped over. It says, hell from beneath is moved. Now, the word beneath means under. The word beneath here means under. And it is, I would imagine, referring to the fact that it's below my feet. In other words, not surface level, but under the surface level of the earth. Okay? Notice too, let's see if I can find it real fast. Well, let's keep reading in verse 12 of Isaiah 14. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. Again, we see the word down there, referring to beneath the surface or the lower parts of the earth itself. Now, Sister Mary, again, use your Bible. Turn to Ephesians 4. And these scriptures are referring to Christ here. And it is referring to the fact that he ascended into heaven. Okay, but he did something else before he ascended into heaven. Notice in verse 9. It says, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? We must ask ourselves, what was Christ doing those 3 days? Was he just sitting in the tomb with his twiddling his fingers? I don't think so. Scripture, I think, is very plain as to what he was doing at the time. And Christ just wasn't sitting there. Christ wasn't even in the tomb. Oh, maybe his body was, but he was not there. Christ was not just sitting in the tomb passing away time for 3 days. He was doing something. And according to these scriptures here, it says in verse 9, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He said, what was he doing down there? Well, we'll get to that. Maybe not this session. But notice that Christ wasn't in the tomb, but that he descended into the where? It says that he descended into the lower parts of the earth. Now, the word lower means extreme under. Down to the extreme under. And the word parts means portion. So what is it saying that Christ did? Christ descended. He went down to the extreme under portions of the earth. Now some people will say this is referring to the grave. But notice the word descended, which means to go down, and lower, which means extreme under. Now if it was referring to just to the grave, graves aren't but what, maybe 8 foot, maybe 9 foot deep? That's not exactly what I would call extreme under, or extreme under, period. But it's not referring to that. It's referring below the surface of the earth and deeper than what the grave may be. Now, there's another verse which is found in Romans 10:7. So if you'll turn to Romans 10:7, we'll see this verse. And Paul, again, is talking about Christ in his descending and his ascending. He ascended after he resurrected. Verse 7, who shall descend into the deep? And the word deep there is the word extreme under, or very, very deep. In the Greek, it means very deep or very beneath. Now, again, that is lower than what the grave is referring to. Christ went down past grave depth, and we'll see exactly where he went in just a moment. But before we go to the verse that really shows us exactly where he went, I would like to say this. In those days, they did not bury their dead. They used caves and they used tombs. Now, a tomb is on top of the surface of the ground. And therefore, when the word was used down, or when it's used as far as grave, the grave was not actually down. It was actually a carving on the side of the mountain, or a cave someplace. A cave would be dug in, but not down. So every time that they're referring to down, let us remember that in those days, they even took the bones of their dead and folded them up, more or less, and put them in jars in, so that they could find more room in caves. But the digging beneath the ground and planting somebody in the ground was not yet done. And therefore, when we talk about, and Bible times talk about the grave and the word, and people want to try to use that as hell, saying down is referring to the grave, they didn't do that. So that can't be applied here. It has to be referring to some place that is below the surface of the ground. Okay, so we've come to the conclusion based upon Scripture that hell, the position of hell, is someplace below the earth, below the surface of the ground, and deeper than a grave. Now, how far deep and how deep down underneath the surface of the ground? Well, Christ himself tells us exactly where and how deep. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 39 and 40, let's read. It says, "An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Notice there, Christ is referring to himself as the Son of Man, and he's referring to his death and his resurrection. And he's telling us once again, agreeing with Paul, exactly the fact that Christ was just not sitting in the graves twiddling his thumbs. Notice what Christ said. It said here that he would be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Now, the word heart here is referring to the center of the earth. When we refer to the heart of an apple, or the core of an apple, or the heart, sometimes we are not referring to the organ which is in our body, but we're referring it to it, or using it to a central point, a point of center, something that is in the middle of the core of an apple. We're talking about what's down deep below the surface of the apple. We say the heart of the apple. And so here, Christ is telling us just how deep. Is it below the surface of the ground? Yes. Is it deeper than a grave? Yes. Here he says that it would come to his death, that he would not be found in the tomb, but during those 3 days, he would go down below to the center of the earth, and that is where hell is, and that is where Christ went during his 3 days. Now, what was he doing there? We'll talk about that some other time, Sister Mary. Does that answer your question?
Yes, Brother Thomas, thank you. If you would like a tape or CD of today's lesson, please write to promiseofgod.net, 545 Big Leaf Road, San Antonio, Texas, 78264. Or email us at t_sal@sbcglobal.net. Or you may call area code 210-626-1416 with your request for any of the broadcast lessons or questions or comments. See you next time at thepromiseofgod.net.